had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services proposed a new rule that would lift restrictions on grants for faith-based adoption agencies that do not affirm same-sex marriage. This proposed rule is clearly in the best interest for children and upholds religious freedom.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
We should let you know who you're about to hear. It's a commentator on Fox News during the break in the impeachment hearings today. It's Ken Starr. You might remember him from such impeachments as William Jeffrey Clinton.
You don't have to be Ken Starr, baby.
he was the prosecutor dude on the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yep. People on the left hate him.
Starr Report, etc. Now, I haven't been following him. Has he been, because you
brother of Ringo Starr.
You can't just say he's on Fox, so he's helping the president.
Son of Brenda Starr. Now, that's an obscure reference.
Twin brother of Bart Starr.
Yeah, that's just true.
Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer.
Right.
The interesting thing about Trump, because he's not really a Republican and wasn't his whole life, but won as a Republican president, just because he's a Republican, you can't assume that he gets boosted on Fox. There's plenty of Fox people that don't like him or commentators. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of conservatives that don't like the president. So I haven't been following Ken Starr. What is his?
Oh, he's unmistakably a conservative, and has been in all the comments I've heard from him thus far been sympathetic to the president's point of view.
He has been sympathetic to the president on impeachment.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this is what he had to say during the break today.
It leads me that there will be articles of impeachment. I think we've known that. I think it was just confirmed today. And then substantively, what we heard from the chairman just now is it's over. We now know, I mean, this is his position. We now know that the president, in fact, committed the crime of bribery, to something of value. That's litigable, but I think the articles of impeachment are being drawn up if they haven't already been drawn up. And so it depends, will it be bipartisan and so forth. So this obviously has been one of those bombshell days.
So that's Ken Starr saying it's clearly bribery? Is that what he was saying?
No, he was saying that's what the case is going to be. That Schiff and company are clearly going to go with that.
Well, we heard from that one legal that bribery doesn't count. A meeting doesn't count as bribery,
right?
According to the Supreme Court.
Does the military aid? I don't know. Again, it's not a court of law. It's just, can you convince the American people it's worthy of tossing the guy out of office?
Right.
Those numbers are not changing.
Well, there are Republicans are getting their hack at Ambassador Sondland. And if Jim Jordan talks, I kind of want to hear that.
Sure,
he's going to go hard and fast.
Coming up, maybe the greatest overplaying of one's hand in history. Jussie Smollett is suing the Chicago police now. Not content to let this thing go away, he wants to talk about it more. Stay with us.
We had forgotten about you, you idiot, and now you've reminded us.
Yes, yes.
You moron. do you know there's a debate tonight of the Democrats? 2 hours?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some of it. I have an outing planned.
An outing?
An outing.
You're going to out somebody?
He's gay!
Guess who's gay? Guess who is? No, I am...
Wow.
It is my last hurrah on the golf course with several buddies before my surgery on Friday.
Oh, gotcha. Well, so you're not going to be taking in the debate.
Well, you know,
I mean, you'll be in front of a television.
I will. I will probably not be completely hammered. I may be relaxed. But isn't that the best way to take in the debate?
I will probably take it in the entire 2 hours sober as a judge. So
I'm going to watch just long enough for them to wheel out Biden's birthday cake and have Hillary jump out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the part we're excited about.
Wait a minute. That was too much.
It's Joe Biden's 77th birthday, and we wonder if anybody is going to work that into the debate to make the point of how old he is.
To remind everyone, dude is 77.
We would have had candles on the cake, but the fire department said it was a hazard, so we couldn't.
Not 77 at the end of his second term. 77 before he even gets in.
Don't you think?
In fact, he'll be 78 before inauguration.
Oh, that's right, because we're a full year away.
Hells yeah.
So he'd apologize for
he'd
that.
He'd be inaugurated for his first term at age 78.
Yes.
Wow.
Except that he won't be. As I've been saying from the beginning.
Do you think a candidate will try to take the birthday shot?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. They will, and it's possible a couple have conspired. And Liz Warren said to, who would be a good candidate? Amy Klobuchar. I have a plan for making you Secretary of Commerce.
Me heap him much derision on man from Northeast. Is that what she said?
A white man. No, she'll say to Amy Klobuchar, look, I'll make you Secretary of Commerce if you wish Joe Biden happy birthday.
No, you need that.
You don't even have to say the number.
I think you say the number. Yeah. I just like throwing a happy 77th birthday to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Your years of service to the country, no matter how we disagree on the issues, are something we all agree on. Thank you for your long, long, really, really long service to the country.
I wish him a happy 78th birthday and make him correct me on his age. Or if he doesn't notice. Right? Hey, I'm only 77.
That's a good line.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
That's a good one.
And then just have okay, boomer.
Oh, no. Too much. Too much.
How
turning
about,
off voters.
How about working this one in? And, Joe Biden, I realize this is your third impeachment that you've been involved with, so.
Wow.
Because he was involved
or is
in the Nixon.
Four? Were you Andrew Johnson? No.
Because he was involved in the Nixon impeachment, too.
Right.
He was a senator at the time, and.
Yeah.
Oof.
Wow.
How about reliable candles? You bring out a cake with, like, three reliable candles, and you can't blow them out.
That old
on
gag.
National TV.
So he looks like he's old and feeble, or.
Yeah.
Poor man can't even generate enough, air to blow out a candle.
In all seriousness.
Finally.
Jonah Goldberg wrote on the main ways to go after Pete Buttigieg, because it might be that Pete Buttigieg gets all the incoming, as he is in first place in Iowa by 10 points, double-digit lead in the best poll they have in Iowa, the Des Moines Register.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody calls it the gold standard of Iowa, because they understand how the whole thing works. And he's got a 10-point lead in Iowa, and a poll that came out yesterday, he's up 10 in New Hampshire.
Whoa, wait a minute.
So
the mayor of South Bend?
How you wouldn't call him the front runner, I don't know. He's clearly the front runner, as we stand today. How do you go after Pete Buttigieg? Well, according to the Dispatch, number one is resume. He's a two-term mayor of the fourth largest town in Indiana. It's not even one of the big towns in Indiana. Also, that he was a consulting, he worked as a consultant for some conglomerate, which Sanders and Warren point to as proof that he's more interested in working the system than breaking it up.
Okay.
So he's got some big corporation background to him.
You kind of lost me there, but go on.
And it doesn't matter to me, but
right.
For that crowd, it could be a big deal. Flip-flopping, Buttigieg's journey to where he is now. He does have some tweets out there where he praised the Green New Deal and Medicare for All.
Oh, boy.
He has moved from there as he realized the centrist lane, and I think that's more of who he is, was a better lane, but he's got to explain that.
Man, you can't. If you make the decision to come out being somebody other than who you are to gain advantage, and then the world returns to who you really are, I don't think you get credit for that. I don't think you get to plead. Listen, yeah, I'm a centrist now, but I've always been a centrist, really. I just lied to you earlier to get over when I thought that was most convenient.
I was just lying then. This is the real me.
Finally, I can show my true colors.
Yeah, I'm not sure that works either. And then there was one more. The resume, the flip-flopping, and the, minority support. And would anybody bring that up, the fact that he's at 0% among black voters in South Carolina. Does anybody point that out on the stage? A Kamala Harris, a Cory Booker? Is Cory Booker on the stage? I got the list of the 10 people.
Yes, which is difficult to justify.
Yeah, some of these people shouldn't be there. So you got Biden, Warren, Sanders, obviously, and Mayor Pete. But then Booker and Harris, why? Andrew Yang, I like him being there. Tom Steyer, why? Klobuchar and Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, why? How does she manage to get in there all the time?
They need a hot chick.
They need
it's
one
like a
hot chick.
It's like a casting call.
Name a sitcom without a hot chick. Right. There aren't any.
This show will never get ratings. We got no hot chick. Bring Tulsi Gabbard in.
Right.
She got enough donors. Yeah, that's it. Put her on the stage.
Right. Yeah. Somebody donate to Tulsi so we can
wear
get her
the white thing again and oil your chest up like whatever that weird thing is you do.
Oh boy, it's moisturizer. She's Hawaiian. She gets a lot of sun exposure. Just smart.
Anyway,
use a little of yourself. You look like a catcher's mitt.
Does anybody bring up Mayor Pete getting 0% among the black vote? Can either of the black people do it?
I'm noodling that through. I'm not sure where that discussion goes. I mean, unless you're going to suggest that, you know, he's got 0%. You know why?
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Because he could come out with a, hey, listen, we need to meet with more black voters. We need to expand our efforts. You know, I feel bad about that because he could handle it. He's smart enough to handle that pretty easily,
I
think.
Man, 0% hurts, though. I mean, if it were first 2, it would be so much better than 0.
Well, it's about as bad as you can get. I mean, unless anywhere you go, black people chase you down the street, 0% is about as bad as it gets. Yikes.
Oh, boy.
So, I've been...
Barack Obama would vote for Trump over you.
Oh, boy. Oh, golly. And Michelle. I've been throwing around Latin phrases today because it amuses me, and I've come across a list of some that are very amusing. I don't remember the Latin phrase that states that the government governs best, which governs least. Because I think Jefferson got that from Latania. The Latin phrase. But I have a couple of great stories to illustrate that coming up in a minute or two.
Okay,
plus, we got Jussie Smollett, who's lost his mind.
Awesome. All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you being left behind? Today, most Americans are being left behind in a way we've never, ever seen before. The gap between the rich and the poor has always existed, but never on this level, and never with this speed. Today, thousands in our country are ascending into millionaire status. On the other side, surveys show 60% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings. That's why, for the first time ever, one of America's ultra-successful multimillionaires has gone on camera to explain the real reason for America's huge wealth gap, plus the 3 steps you must take immediately to make sure you're on the right side of this trend. Get the facts for yourself. We don't need socialism in America. We need a better understanding of how this new economy works. Watch this multimillionaire's important new free video and learn the 3 important steps to take today by going online to newamerica2020.com. Go to newamerica2020.com. Paid for by Stansberry Research.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text VOICE to 64000. Text VOICE to 64000.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reading community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town, doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR,
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
With experts on everything from the environment to world politics.
Commercial-free archives are available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, your local John Deere ag and turf dealer.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I keep wanting to remind you to play some Zuzu or Zolo or what's the girl's name?
Zillow, I believe.
Lizzo, I did play it earlier.
Real estate site.
Lizzo? You did play her earlier?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
why didn't you say something?
We snuck it in. We played a clip, and it was the impressing important matters of the day.
So the Grammy nominations are out, and she, it's a she?
Yes.
She got the most.
Awards for art are stupid.
Zillow got the most.
Lizzo.
Lizzo got the most.
Zillow is the online real estate
Can
website.
Can Lizzo estimate my house payment?
No, no.
Well, then
no.
What the hell good is she? I'm going to Zillow.
Oh, hilarious.
Latin phrases are our theme today. Castigat redendo moris, meaning laughing corrects morals, which is a direct translation. The better translation is... there's no more powerful weapon than laughter or ridicule. How many Chinese...
A gun's pretty good.
How many comics are there in China making fun of the government? Mm. I'll give you a hint. It's tied with Mayor Pete's support among black people. Okay?
That's right. That whole Winnie the Pooh thing, that was an attempt to do that. And
right.
Those people got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
They got Winnie the Pooh banned from Chinese internet.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Now, come on, China!
Oh, I love that clip. So there's also an ancient phrase that the government governs best, which governs least. It could almost be changed to, you know, well, there actually is a similar phrase, the more laws, the less justice. And certainly the more lawyers, the less justice. And I have a number of friends who are attorneys, and they agree with me. Listen to this story, would you please? This was unthinkable few years ago, certainly a generation ago. A New Jersey high school baseball player sued his coach for ordering him to slide into third. Well, giving him the slide sign. He claims it permanently injured his ankle.
Oh, boy. You can't operate a society where this is possible.
Right.
You just can't.
Oh, that's right. I have a story over... I think it's right here. Is it right here?
And so...
Say something witty.
And so is... Well, first, I suppose I should nail down, is this a deal where, like, Dad came up with this idea, or did the insurance company just say, we're not paying for this ankle because it was caused by baseball? Or?
As usual, it's a question of who's going to pay for the medical costs. Yeah. There is a case even more ridiculous and egregious out of Folsom, California, I believe.
More ridiculous than that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because that's crazy. Everybody would agree. Wouldn't you get 90% of people would agree you can't operate a society?
Right.
On that way.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Listen to this one, would you? Couple of young teenage kids, they're getting to know each other. They're fond of each other. Maybe they're going to end up dating. They take a walk together on this bike/walking path. It's called the American River Parkway Trail. It's pretty famous in that part of California. So they're walking down the path holding hands, and a couple on a tandem bike is coming up from behind. Long story short, they say, coming up on ya. Guy goes left, girl goes right, then she realizes, no, I'm supposed to go left, and gets hit by the bike.
Oof.
And the couple flies off the bike, gets pretty badly banged up. And nobody, no human beings involved in this, by the way, are claiming anybody's bad or stupid or hateful or anything, but it goes to a jury trial, and there's been a $10 million judgment, $10.2 million, based on...
Who's paying it?
They concluded the girl was 60% responsible for the crash. The boy was 16% responsible. The man steering the tandem bike was 24% responsible. And so various insurance companies are going to be hit with millions and millions of dollars in a carefully crafted settlement from the jury.
That's incredible. That is the sort of thing, if you're ever on a bike path, which I am regularly, is possible every day.
More laws, less justice.
That sort of thing is possible every single day.
Yeah, it's... The couple, according to the attorney, should be due something in the $5 million range from the young man's parents' insurance company based on complex formulas for economic and non-economic damages.
Now, are these people going to be ruined in any way? Will they never be able to get insurance again?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I doubt they have a proclivity for jumping in front of bikes on paths or anything like that, so I don't know. But the impulse is for justice. But if nobody was malicious or egregiously, negligent or incompetent, the entirety of human history, we banged into each other. It's a damned unfortunate incident. I'll take care of my medical expenses. You take care of yours.
S happens law.
Yeah, exactly. And we've gotten away from this idea that sometimes bad stuff happens and you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, how it doesn't just end up being your insurance pays for you because you had a bike wreck.
Yeah.
And if she got hurt, her insurance pays for her because she got hit by a bike.
Yeah. Interestingly, speaking of bike paths, when we were talking about the bums and junkies making the Santa Rosa bike path dangerous, the city authorities have put up signs warning residents not to use it because it's too dangerous. There's some justice for you. There's some compassion for you. How screwed up is the world going to get before it turns around, I wonder?
Marshall's got news on the impeachment and the Jussie Smollett update, which you'll enjoy.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharo, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Before we get into Marshall's news, it's probably worth noting that this Ambassador Sondland, that some people think is really damaging the president today, paid $1 million.
Wow.
To get this ambassadorship. He donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration campaign, or inaugural week, or
right.
Well, all that stuff. Committee. The inauguration committee. So he was a big-time donor, which is often how you get ambassadorships. That's how that whole game works. If you're a big donor, you get to be ambassador to some country. And sometimes, if you really donate a lot of money, you get the cool ones, like, you know, Bahamas pre-hurricane. Or, you know, places that aren't dangerous. Right. Why you'd want to be the ambassador to Ukraine, I don't know. But anyway, he paid $1 million to Trump for this, and now he's talking today. And what did he have to say? Well, let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, one of the things he said, as President Trump now pointing to the testimony of the ambassador, saying that testimony clears him of any wrongdoing in the impeachment inquiry.
And he says, this is the final word from the President of the United States. I want nothing.
Speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump recounted Sondland's testimony where he asked Trump what he wanted from Ukraine.
I finally called the president. I believe it was on the 9th of September. I can't find the records, and they won't provide them to me. But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing.
There you have it.
So I'll tell you what's getting a lot of attention on the social media, the Twitterverse, is what Ken Starr said. We played that a little bit earlier. He was the prosecutor in the Clinton impeachment. He's a Republican. But he said on Fox today, it doesn't look good for the president substantively, and there will be articles of impeachment. This has been a bombshell day. There you go.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
I know where it's going. It's going to the Senate, and nothing will happen.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden is celebrating his 77th birthday today with a debate. The 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls take the debate stage tonight in Atlanta. It's going to be a two-hour-long fest.
2 hours is so much better. It's five times better than 3 hours. I know the math doesn't work on that, but the way it feels.
It makes a difference.
2 hours I can do. 3 hours, I'd have said no flipping way.
No, that's too much for anybody.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you, and I'm trying to be smart. If I'm a Nigerian scammer, and I find out there's a 78-year-old in the White House, I'm going to see if I could scam like half of what's in the Treasury.
Get a tank.
Get him to send it. I'm going after the POTUS. With my phishing scam or whatever. I am a Nigerian prince.
You know, it's funny. There are not a lot
He'd
of
probably send Gordon Sondland to Nigeria.
Other than the jokes about, will somebody mention his age on stage, not a lot of talk about Biden. And he nationally is the front runner. He's still nationally the front runner by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that matters. Mayor Pete's up by 10 in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's the front runner.
The next round of states, though, South Carolina definitely, and Nevada, I can't remember, Biden's looking really good.
The problem with that, though, is everything changes after Iowa and New Hampshire. That's why they're as important as they are. historically, the polls in the states on down the line can flip-flop quickly with the whole, oh, look who won, oh, look who didn't win. Biden, well, as Mark Halperin told us last week on the podcast, Biden finishes fifth in Iowa. He isn't going to maintain that polling in South Carolina.
Looks like only a handful of protesters are still at the Hong Kong University that hundreds occupied for days, demanding fully democratic elections. Now, among other things, they
They order out for Chinese food? Doesn't work that way?
Oh, boy.
Now the authorities have cut off the campus, and they're moving in to arrest anyone who comes out. They are keeping up the pressure. And a number of the parents of these kids are saying, wait, they didn't have anything to do with this. They were trapped inside the university when the cops surrounded it.
Your life is probably over. I mean, as long as you can stay in Hong Kong, you'll probably be okay. But
you'll be okay for 10 years in prison, from what I hear, for rioting. Yeah. Mandatory 10 years.
In Hong Kong?
Yeah. Yes.
And by then, Hong Kong will be fully under the sway of the Chinese government, so
probably.
You have no shot when you get out.
Now, you recall a former Empire actor named Jussie Smollett.
What does Dave Chappelle call him, Sean? Juicy Smollett?
No, Jesse. He just calls him Jesse. That you was respect. I'm not calling him Jussie anymore.
Yeah, I think it was even funnier.
Oh, no, that was Chris Rock's joke. I'm confusing my comedian's jokes about this joke.
Yeah, all comedians look alike to you, huh? Okay.
Anyway, that's not fair.
Jussie Smollett, back in the news.
Yes, he is. He's saying his $10,000 payment after the close of a criminal case should prevent Chicago from seeking reimbursement for the police investigation of his claim that he was a victim of a racist and homophobic attack. Smollett's attorneys filed a response to Chicago's lawsuit in federal court. They also filed a counterclaim against the city, saying Smollett was the victim of malicious prosecution that caused him humiliation and extreme distress.
Does he believe he didn't do anything wrong, or what is his deal? Is he just a completely crazy person?
You know, I saw the headline that he had sued the Chicago authorities for malicious prosecution, which it would be bizarre and hilarious. I mean, after everything that unfolded, because he clearly committed crimes, and then the crooked DA let him off just out of as a favor to powerful black politicians. Now I get it. You countersue just because it makes everything so complicated and expensive. The other party says, all right, we'll settle.
But he lost his TV show and his career, right?
Yeah.
So,
and he's the laughing stock.
You'll recall Smollett was telling police that he was beaten in January by two men who looped a noose around his neck.
Weren't they wearing MAGA hats?
Yes. Wore MAGA hats, poured bleach on him, all sorts of horrors.
Yep. Chicago police said it was staged, and Smollett was charged with making a false report, but then, as Joe mentioned, prosecutors dropped the case.
I'm not wearing a MAGA hat today. I'm wearing a Where's Hunter hat today.
Yeah, Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
He's in Sri Lanka getting paid millions of dollars to sit on the board of a dairy conglomerate.
Hunter, you're a loser.
Who knows where he is? Get him in front of the panel.
You know, one of the headlines out of this whole thing ought to be, and is to a certain extent, the Hunter Biden thing wasn't an outlier at all. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way it works in politics for Republicans and Democrats. I mean, it's the way it's worked for a long time. And Ambassador Sondland is the way it works. He gave $1 million to Trump's inauguration committee and got to be an ambassador.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way the whole thing works.
Not a joke.
That's right.
Yeah. You can have Ambassador Sondland and Hunter sitting side by side, and you two are what the swamp is.
Right. Yeah, you can't take money directly, but you can employ your son or your wife or whatever, and they'll get fabulous gigs nobody hears about, and the family gets rich.
Or you can get an ambassadorship by donating more money than would be legal to donate to a campaign.
But... Right, you donate it to the inauguration. Yeah. I'd like to do that. I wish I was rich. Oh, hey.
Why would you want to be ambassador to Ukraine, though? Usually...
He was the ambassador to the UN, to the EU.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
mysteriously, suddenly was in charge of Ukraine diplomacy, which is odd.
And you're the ambassador to the EU. You're just bouncing around Europe a lot, eating a lot of really expensive meals.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time in Brussels.
Yeah.
Beautiful city.
Awesome.
So my new favorite Latin phrase is castigat redendo mores, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that Latin phrase. I'm not Latino. It means essentially laughter is the best weapon. And that strikes me as a great slogan for the Armstrong and Getty show. Well, executive producer Hanson, who's really gearing up for the holiday season, has already produced a Armstrong and Getty Castigat Redendo Mores t-shirt. I am going to order one during the commercials for myself. If you believe laughter at the, you know, the evildoers is a great weapon, get yourself a shirt if you
okay,
want.
If you
we
wanna...
also have the Stupid Should Hurt t-shirts and the A&G Start Slow Then Taper Off t-shirt.
If you want to wear a shirt that says something important, fine. But I would like the shirt that says, can you get the Latin phrase about holding the wolf by the ears?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would like.
With illustrated. And have the wolf howling at the moon.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, of course, we have your yo-yo-yo line of sportswear as well.
I got to buy one of those.
Yes, you do. Do we get a discount because they're ours? We do?
I have to pay full price.
I think we get charged more. Yeah.
See what we can do.
Right.
You know, I bought one of the t-shirts off of our website last year, and I was really pleased with the quality. It's one of my favorite t-shirts, honest to God.
Now, tell me this. Are they thick and sturdy, the guy's t-shirts?
This was thin and nipple revealing.
Oh, no. That's not what I want. I don't want form fitting.
I want the high beams.
No! No! I like it thick as a cardboard box.
I want to leave nothing to the imagination.
Oh, stop it. You're making me sick.
This is what I got, ladies.
Oh, God.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
Message and data rate may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text VOICE to 64000. Text VOICE to 64000.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at TurtleBay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code. On display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Lizzo, who got 8 Grammy nominations leading the pack. Most Grammy nominations. And the exciting thing is that Joe and I just became aware of Lizzo today with the Grammy nomination.
Sounds like a female Bruno Mars.
So, as I'm bouncing around Twitterverse and that sort of stuff, I think this is the biggest thing that has come out of impeachment today, maybe since it started last week. This is Ken Starr. It matters who it is. That's why it's getting so much attention. It's Ken Starr who ran the Clinton impeachment on the side of he needs to be booted out of the presidency. And Ken Starr was making the argument Clinton should no longer be president.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he knows something about how these impeachments work, and he's on Fox. And Joe's interpretation of this is different than every other interpretation that is on Twitter.
As often is the case.
As is often the case. So let's listen to it, and then we'll discuss.
It leads me that there will be articles of impeachment. I think we've known that. I think it was just confirmed today. And then substantively, what we heard from the chairman just now is it's over. We now know, I mean, this is his position. We now know that the president, in fact, committed the crime of bribery, the something of value. That's litigable. But I think the articles of impeachment are being drawn up if they haven't already been drawn up. And so it depends. Will it be bipartisan and so forth? So this obviously has been one of those bombshell days.
So Jennifer Griffin tweeted, and we like Jennifer Griffin. We used to have her on all the time. She's the one of your correspondents on Fox News. Ken Starr, lead prosecutor in Clinton impeachment hearings, quote, there is now proof that the president, Trump, committed the crime of bribery. This has been one of those bombshell days.
That is not what he said. I mean, that is what he said. But he said, this is the chairman's position right before that. That's clearly what he said.
See, I feel like he got out on the limb and got scared and then threw in that caveat.
No, I disagree, because he starts the whole thing with, we heard from the chairman and this is his position. You want to play it again?
No, I've heard it several times. I know that the what you're saying is right. I just don't know what was in his heart.
Well, I'll tell you what's in his heart. Blackness. Well, politics isn't about truth anyway. It's about forming of perceptions, and that's an unbelievable soundbite to play over and over again on CNN.
But I'll tell you this. He should clean it up. He should have cleaned it up already. I'll tell you the way it's flying around on the internet right now. And since it is a political thing, not a trial, as you just said, it's not a legal thing, it's a political thing, you got a bunch of people out there, mostly support Trump, kind of going their way, and they see Ken Starr, and they see that Ken Starr said that or at least the way it's being portrayed by Jennifer Griffin and hundreds of other people.
And that clip is very
easy. That could move a needle a little bit.
Very easy to just edit out and start from this part.
Oh, effortless.
We know that the president, in fact, committed the crime of bribery.
So
there you go.
You leave out the part where he said the chairman's position, and then he goes into that statement.
Yeah. All day long that'll be used. I think Fox is making, I think they're actually making a journalistic mistake if they don't clean that up.
Well, I would agree. Yeah.
Not only for their side of the argument, just as journalists, but we didn't make this clear what he was saying.
Yeah.
They better do that like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. It's indisputable that Ken Starr was right in describing how Adam Schiff feels about the whole deal, and that he is thinking, okay, this is it. Okay, we got this nailed down. It's a quid pro quo for something of value. That's bribery. It's not legally, but
Ken Starr needs to say, I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that for a minute.
Or I do believe that.
But Adam Schiff does, and I believe he has a pencil neck. Probably throw that in as well.
Not a long ball hitter.
No. Say the least.
Not going to play for LSU.
That I can tell you.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
Right.
I don't know. They got to clean that up. Because I'm seeing that everywhere. Huge, the Ken Starr quote. That is the news of the day. And it's easy to forget what is at stake here. Because we're so used to these freaking hearings and all this crap. Been going on for so long. This is huge.
Yeah, well, we'll see where perceptions go. Nixon was impeached not for the break-in, but for a massive cover-up, including, trying to subvert the Justice Department in half a dozen different ways. I don't think there's anything even close to that going on here.
Wow, former
Sending
Clinton.
Rudy to Ukraine to cut whatever weirdo deals? I don't know.
I'm just looking through the tweets. Wow, former Clinton tormentor and special prosecutor Ken Starr says, quote, there's now proof that Trump committed bribery. And then they've got the link. The Hill, Ken Starr, it's obviously been a bombshell day.
This is why people normally are so careful with what they say in politics. Why the candidates are so measured in focus groups and everything. Ken Starr just handed Adam Schiff an enormous gift.
And MSNBC.
And CNN, certainly, and the Alphabet Networks at all, who are all liberals.
I hope they're smart enough to realize it, that surely they got somebody going around Twitter. It says, everybody's talking about what you just said. So is that what you meant or not? Somebody better clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, son, this is Final Thoughts with A&G.
Here's your host. Was that Lizzo? Here's your host, Joe Getty.
I think that was Wayne. So let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, producer Positive Sean. Final thought?
Yes, I have recently stumbled into the culinary delight that is known as poutine, and it's probably my favorite food now.
Can you say that?
A poutine? Yes, absolutely. It is a Canadian dish that consists of French fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
Oh, whoa! Where do I get this?
Yes.
Where do you get this? I need poutine right now.
Poutine is what Eric Swalwell did on Chris Matthews' show the other day.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, final thought?
I just want to let you guys know, because I know how excited you get when I buy some scratchers tonight. I'm not going to take them out of the bowl until Monday, and then we'll see if I bring home the bacon.
Okay.
Very exciting. Michelangelo, pressing the buttons in the control room. Final thought?
I'll be waiting all weekend, Marshall.
There you go.
Hey, just want to really say that I don't ask for much, but I really want the candidates to wear little paper hats and sing happy birthday to Joe Biden tonight. I think it would be really funny.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Jack, final thoughts to share with us?
I will watch the whole debate tonight, so you don't have to. And those are the two key things. Does anybody mention Joe Biden's 77th birthday? Does anybody mention Buttigieg having 0% among black voters in South Carolina? Two great shots.
My final thought is also debate related. It pains me to say this. I can't believe I am saying it. I think this debate will matter.
Oh,
I think
wow.
It will move
hey,
the
easy
needle.
Now.
Whoa.
Speaking out on a
I'm
limb.
Already ashamed. I can't believe I said that.
Shame.
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 Yeah, I know. I know.
If that guy over there's got a 10-point lead over the pack, how do you not start throwing knives at him? Your argument's it's too early? Let him fall of his own weight?
Jack.
Well, not only that, are we wolves or are we knife-checking humans in this scenario? I'm confused.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of great clicks there today, seriously, including the merch we were just talking about. All our big podcasts are up there, huh?
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words
from me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
He loves your ass. He'll do whatever you want.
Armstrong and
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.